Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Well, hey, here we are. Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Linda Sims, host of Voice of a People Heard on this station every Wednesday and Thursday now, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Had some great shows recently with Linda, with Fred Malone, the Historical Society, Jeff Porter, the Doomsday Prophet. All kinds of interesting people have been in recently on Linda's show, and we're so glad she's here for the final two-hour duration today. Now, this hour will just be Linda and I. Now, next hour, there could be trouble. I'm just warning the audience. Next hour, there could be trouble, because as far as I know, she hasn't canceled. Abby, for the first time in more than a year, will be not only on the telephone, will be live in the studio with Linda and I. Now, Linda, you've never met Abby.
No, I haven't. Just heard her voice over the phone.
Well, you can tell she's troubled just by listening to her, can't you?
I thought she was kind of sweet.
Oh, you won't have that opinion once she comes blowing in here. Because she's a, like I said last week, she's a sore loser when it comes to board games and athletic events and things of that nature. So she's got that edge to her.
Okay.
And we'll see how it goes.
She's kind of competitive then.
Well, she is competitive. And, yeah. And like she said last week, and this is another thing we're going to get into at noon, I don't understand. Now, she said she's athletic and she's really strong.
Right.
Now, once you see her, you're going to know both of those things are incorrect. Now, again, I'm not saying she's out of shape. She's not out of shape. Mm-hmm. But she's not Serena Williams.
Okay.
You know.
She might not be, because that woman is strong.
Oh, that's... that woman, I would be afraid to go one-on-one with.
Yeah, the way she swings that. What do you call that? Tennis?
That tennis racket.
Yeah, the tennis racket. The way she swings that. Oh, my gosh.
Well, she can get it done.
Yes.
And there have been other women who are like that. I remember in tennis... what was her name? Chris Everett.
Okay.
Martina Navratilova. They were all... Now, these are strong women. Those women in that MMA, they're, you know, they...
Yeah.
But Abby doesn't look like that. You know, she just looks... She looks like, you know, normal person. Except she wears a fake tan.
I remember that now that you brought it up again. She's probably listening.
I hope she's not listening now, because she might cancel on the spot with me. She does not like when I talk about her fake tan, because, and this is a true story, and if I'm lying, I'm dying on this story. Because here's what happened. I didn't know she had a fake tan. What happened was, for 2 years, she's always, whether it's summer or winter, you'll see her. She's tan. She's got like a, I don't know, she looks like syrup. You know, that's the color of her skin. That syrupy, kind of brownish.
Like maple?
Yeah. So, I just thought, well... And one time, I think she told me she was Native American or something. Okay, well, I'll believe that. So, one day last year... Now, this was just last year. She wore her hair up in a ponytail, which I'd never seen her do.
Right.
And I believe she must have had a tank top on or something to where the back of her... back was showing a little bit, the back of her neck.
Okay.
So I'm walking behind her because, you know, she's not polite. She wouldn't stop and wait for me. So she's just battling down the hallway. Well, it backfired on her because she had this ponytail in. So when she had the ponytail in, you know, her back was exposed and her neck was exposed. And I could see that the back of her neck
was not
the color of the rest of her body.
Right.
Well, I don't know what the rest of her body is, but her arms and her face. Let's put it that way. So
that was safe.
I said to myself, must be something going on there.
Mm-mm.
Now, she denies it, but that's just factual.
So she denies
going
to a tanning booth.
She will deny that it's a fake tan.
Okay.
But, I mean, let's say that's the evidence that you have. What would you think, Linda?
I don't know, because it's kind of hard to tell, because hair does cover up and make you just like your clothes, you know, even my skin is not the same color because this is hidden and this is always out in the open and the sun, you know, hits my face. But so that's the only thing I can think of.
Why do you think people now dress so skimpy?
Oh, probably a lot of reasons.
We were talking earlier on the show because, you know, we're now in autumn as of 9:04 last night. And it's interesting that we used to have these rules in society. You know, in the summer, you would pack away your winter clothes. And in the winter, you would pack away your summer clothes.
Right.
And you didn't wear white after Labor Day.
Right.
And all the, but nobody pays attention to any of that anymore.
Not anymore, because we're in a fashion world. No matter where you live now, right? Everything is admissible and for people to do, you know. Remember the white shoes? That was the stickler right there. No shoe. Now they have white winter boots out, so that throws all that in the trash can. So put your white jeans on, you know, or white shoes.
Well, especially when men wore those white shoes. Nobody wanted to see that.
I remember my dad had a pair of white shoes.
Everybody, I think, did. A lot of people had those white shoes.
Yeah.
But, and then we came into this like today, I bet you, now they will wear coats, but I bet you there are women and men who are in short sleeves who are not dressed appropriate.
In shorts, of course, right now.
Not appropriate for the weather.
Wow. And it's cold this morning.
It is cold this morning. We got a nasty cold snap there in the last couple days.
Yes, we have.
Now, here we are in autumn. Do you like autumn?
Yes, I do. I love the colors.
I like the temperatures.
Yeah, that's...
It takes a minute to get adjusted.
Yes, it does.
But once we get... I can adjust to this. You know, in summer, you get sweaty, it's humid... the allergies are up in the summer.
Oh, yes.
I don't like that. And then in the winter, you've got the snow and the ice and the freezing. Autumn, it's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
You can kind of get around in the autumn.
Yes, you can. Throw on a blazer, you know, maybe a light sweater underneath, you know, a pair of jeans or something or dress pants and go about your business.
Not bad at all.
No, not bad at all.
Let's see. What else is on the agenda here today? Well, you know, boy, I'll tell you, the business over at Kroger has been crazy that they might be calling for a strike.
Now, I heard that.
We don't know yet. Now, apparently there's going to be a meeting on Tuesday between Kroger management and the employees, which this is the entire Columbus district.
Okay.
But it does include Marion, and see if they can come up with a deal.
Okay.
Do you think it's a good idea in this day and age to strike?
You don't hear about strikes too often. I think the last I heard about a strike was the convoy going to Canada. I think all those semi-trucks were lined up and traffic was held up. But I heard that Kroger's was saying one thing about the pay of the employees, but that wasn't reality, what the employees were actually receiving. So maybe they can negotiate before, you know, a strike.
Well, I would think in a time where they say it's hard to get help, that a company would not want their employees to go out on strike.
Right. You're absolutely right.
So who has the upper hand here, the employees or the company?
I think the employees do, but I've seen in the past, I'd like Tecumseh and other places let those people go and hire in other people at the rate that they're getting paid. And that could happen.
Well, I think Tecumseh is the big example here in Marion.
Yes.
Now, as best you can recall, what happened with Tecumseh?
That happened at a time when I really didn't have anything in the fight, you know, but I remember how upset people were, and I don't even know how I ended up in a car going that way, right down the street, in front of all that, you know.
Right.
Police and all that was there, and people was just having a fit and breaking windows, and it was a terrible time, and I don't know if it was because of money or they was just closing down.
Well, I remember the Columbus news media covered that, and in those days, that was a big deal.
Yeah,
if the Columbus media would come to Marion to cover an event like that. And I don't know. I mean, I think they did come to terms with the workers, but then it wasn't too long after that they announced they were closing.
They were gone. You know? So maybe that's what it was really all about in the first place, you know?
Well, I wonder, had they not struck, would they have stayed?
Probably. If they thought that, they would have no job at all, because then you're really looking at your livelihood. So what's better for me? Shall I go look for a job getting more money, or should I stay here? I don't even know if it was about benefits or not. Could it even been about that? I don't know.
If anybody knows the Tecumseh story, give us a buzz. I've heard it, but I can't remember exactly what the reason was they were striking. And I do know they settled, but I believe it wasn't too long after that they closed.
Gone.
Yeah, so what was the story there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think it's a tricky proposition to strike, but then I wonder, in this day and age when it's hard to find employees, will they be able to find temporary employees?
I don't know. Like you said, it is hard.
Or do you just shut the place down like Tecumseh did?
And you wouldn't think that it would be so hard after we've gone through COVID and all that, but a lot of people started their own businesses.
Yeah, it is a big time for entrepreneurial ideas. And why do you think that is? Why do you think we've become so entrepreneurial?
I think people got tired of working for others and wanted to work for themselves.
I think wages.
Wages also.
Wages are not what people feel they should be.
That too. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with Kroger. They're going to meet on Tuesday with management, and maybe they can strike a better deal.
I hope so. I hope they can negotiate.
Now, are you somebody who would cross a picket line? Because I think that's what it would come to for a lot of people.
Cross a picket line?
I believe the Kroger employees would probably picket, I think. See, that's going to be a big question, too. Will people still shop there if they're out on strike?
Well, we still have to get our food, and a lot of people love Kroger's, you know?
See, and I think that's what the company banks on. Because that's where the money comes from. Their sales.
Yes.
And if people are still shopping there, well, are they really losing anything?
They won't be, not really.
Right. But if they see a drop-off in their customer base, well, then they'll probably rethink what they're doing. But I don't know if this day and age, if people would support a strike. I don't know if they would.
Scott, I think a lot of people are more about themselves anymore. So, you know, as long as I can get what I need and feed my family, you know, and go about my way, you find a lot of people like that today. They're just about themselves.
So I guess in the end, we'll see what happens. But I the best case scenario for everybody is going to be if they can figure out a way to sort out their problems.
Right. It's just like trying to cross the street. And all the cars are going one way. Are you kidding me? Try to cross that street. No one slows down, especially for a pedestrian. You have, you know, been in Delaware last evening. No one slows down. You better go about the crosswalk and wait till the sign shows up. You know, people walking, right, before you cross the street.
Now, there used to be a saying, stay in your own lane.
Yes.
As a person.
Right.
Stay in your own lane. Don't get in other people's lane.
Right.
But do you think people stay in their own lane in 2022?
No, because you have to tell them.
Yeah, they're always out of their lane.
Right. Get on over there where you're supposed to be. You know, get out of my lane or my business. Don't worry about me. You know, worry about yourself and what you're doing.
But why do you think people have the propensity to want to give people advice on how to run their life?
Because they think they have the better solution for other people. But what about the solution for your life, bettering your life?
Right.
That's what we should be focused on, not other people's lives.
If the person giving you the advice, if their life is wrecked and ruined, why would you look at them to fix your life?
I don't know who was telling me this, but, my guest I had Wednesday, he was saying that he was going to people about marriage advice, and none of them were even married. And they was giving him all this advice, and he was trying to follow their advice and ended his marriage, but he didn't realize that till later when it was too late.
Well, also, let's say somebody is divorced, say like 3 or 4 times. Now, should you go to them for marriage advice?
Of course not. But, you know, sometimes I guess it would be what kind of advice would you want from that person, you know, because at least they have had experience. But how to make it work, and they may have learned that too, after going through failure after failure after failure. At least you would want to think so.
Well, see, that's an interesting question, though. When it comes to something like marriage, do we look at it like, well, you keep getting married, clearly you don't know how to do it? Or do we look at it as, well, maybe now you figured it out?
Like I said, you would hope so. But the main thing, they have to understand and realize they are the problem. They are the common denominator in those different marriages. It can't always be the woman or the man's fault because you're still the same person, no matter who you're with, you know.
Right. So if you are the problem,
right,
how can you, no matter who you're with, fix the problem?
Can't fix it until you fix yourself.
Well, and do you think people can change? See, I've always contended for years. Now, people can make minor changes, but I don't think people really change. I don't think they really, deep down, personality, ego, in their bones, I don't know that they really do change.
Well, I do believe that people can change. I know that there's a scripture in the Bible that says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So according to the scripture, putting on this new creation, or this new character, in other words, it's a process, of course, but there can be change, significant change.
But do you think people get married for the right reasons?
Of course not. A lot of people do not. We don't know what we want.
See, I believe a lot of people, and they will never admit this, but I believe a lot of people get married for financial reasons.
That too.
It's hard to live in a one income, especially if you have a house or something like that. And sometimes you get tired of struggling.
True. And being by yourself.
So if you can bring in somebody who has another income, you know, that gives you more expendable income and takes a lot of stress off your back. But, you know, I don't know that that's a good reason to get married.
That is not a good reason to get married.
But I bet over 50% of the people who get married, if you could run them on a lie detector, that's the real reason they
money.
Do it. Money. Yeah.
Could be.
That's why when somebody loses their job, or somebody spends a lot of money on something the other person doesn't want them to, it causes such a chasm in the marriage.
Right, right. You're supposed to have all that stuff. You're supposed to deal with those things before you jump into a marriage. They say that is one of the main things you should talk about is finances. Where are you in your finances? You know, do you owe all this debt or not? You know, or are you good? You know, I've heard people say, well, I'm going to pay off all my debt before I get married because I'm getting married. You know, they may work two or three jobs trying to, you know, clear their finances, which I think is smart because you don't want to be burdensome to someone else, you know, unless they got a whole lot of money.
Well,
and don't mind helping.
And don't
you out,
mind
right?
throwing it at you.
Right.
Yeah, when they well, I tell you another thing. I'd say the other 50% of the reason people get married, and again, this is more of a younger generation thing, but I hear people say all the time, and this saying always baffles me. They say, I say, well, how'd you meet? I mean, what brought you to that particular person? Especially in this world of online dating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they'll say, well, I was attracted to him. Okay, and then my question is, well, what else? I mean, what do you like? And they really don't have good answers. Now, they'll hem-haw around.
Right.
And they'll say something, oh, good personality. Okay, well, if attraction is the reason you got married, that will fail.
True.
Every time.
Yeah.
Because once you have to talk to the person, it's over.
That's true. People don't, looks fade away.
Right.
Beauty.
Right.
You know, the older you get, you just change. Our bodies, when we come into the world, we already start decaying. Right. You get older, and the older we get, you know, our body changes. Our a lot of things about us change, you know. We get bags under our eyes, you know, and may lose most of our hair, you know, by the time we're 60 or 70 years old. So you're going to change.
Well,
your physical appearance is going
to
change.
Well, and also, see, there with, and I hate to lay this more on men, because it could be more on women now, but used to be that the men, it was almost like hunting. You know, they would, that woman is very beautiful, looks very nice, and they would do everything on earth to get her attention.
Yes.
And then they get her attention, and they're with them, you know, maybe a year or so, but you've seen her every day now, and the chase is over, and you've got her. So then you got to have a new chase.
Right. Some people are like that, too.
Yeah, I see a lot of that.
Yeah.
That's why I always question people. Not necessarily why do they like their spouse, but I say, have you ever asked your spouse what they like about you? Because I'm always, because you know what, and it shouldn't, but when I hear, like, somebody referring to their spouse only in terms of looks, like my beautiful, my gorgeous, isn't, and I think, okay, I get it. We can see what they look like.
Right, we can see that.
We can see that, but what do you like about them? Is that the trait that to you is the most important?
Of course not. It's not the most important. You know, if you want somebody that's nice, you know, that cares about themselves, and not only that, cares about God, I think. You know, because I care about God, and I'm in the church, right?
Right.
And I'm a believer, so I want someone that is close to where I am. You know, I think that's more important. Be not yoked with unbelievers. Another scripture. Unbelievers. So, if you don't believe, it doesn't have to be science as far as believe exactly what I believe, but the things that are important to me, that we can share, have something in common, you know. So, I don't want anybody that I have to beg to do something for me, you know, or wait hours and hours because they're coming, they don't show up, you know. And there's been times where I have looked past that kind of behavior. Well, they're not dependable. So you want somebody that's going to be dependable and care about you and what you care about.
Kindex.
Yes,
Kindex. You know, when somebody brings you breakfast and you don't ask for it, or somebody says, can I go do that? And you're not asking them to do that. They just know that you're in a jam.
Mm-hmm.
Or you say, I don't have time to do it. And say, well, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those things are far more meaningful.
Yes, they are.
But people don't see them as that.
No, they don't.
You can have this person over here doing everything in the world for you. But if this person comes in with money or looks, it snatches your eye.
Yeah. You can look, but that does not mean you have to touch.
But do people do that?
No. A lot of people will leave that and go to the money the handsome or the most beautiful woman, you know.
The other night somebody was trying to explain to, it wasn't an open relationship, because I've heard about those nowadays.
Oh.
And I don't understand that whole thing.
I don't either.
I understand what they are.
Yes.
But I don't understand how people deal in that.
I do not like sharing. I will not share.
No, but I mean, how does that even work? Do you all live together?
I've heard some do.
No, see, that's...
I've heard some people do.
Isn't there a jealousy level in that, wouldn't you think?
There is. There is.
We're hearing from one of our listeners out here, Mary. Mary said, my father told my mom that he wanted her to be the mother of his children. I think that's a beautiful compliment. Now, see, yeah, that really has
that
nothing
is.
To do with looks.
That is.
Or money.
Right, right. No, it doesn't.
It sounds like I want you to be the role model.
Right.
For the children. I want you to
think that much of you.
Yeah. Yes. No, that's a nice compliment.
Yes,
I agree with you, Mary. I think
excellent.
That's a... beautiful compliment. If anybody wants to weigh in on this conversation, 740-383-9944, or you can send us a message on Facebook, certainly, 740-383-9944. You know, we're digital here.
That's true. That's true. I've had someone say that to me.
But they wanted you to be the mother.
If they had met me earlier in life.
They
wanted me to be the mother of their children.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Now, are there people who you look at who, even though, because see, I'll tell you it's funny. I'll tell you a funny story. I hope she's not listening. But I said this earlier in the week. Because Abby was on earlier, and she's coming in next hour, we think. Okay. We really don't know.
Right.
But earlier in the week, we were arguing about something on the air. And somebody said, you sound like an old married couple bickering with each other. Like an old, and I made the joke, I said, oh, God. I said, you know, if we were ever married, one of us would be dead, and I'd be in prison. You know, because that is just... Even though she's a girl and I'm a guy, mm-hmm. I never saw her like that from the moment I met her.
Right, right.
And I don't think she ever saw me like that.
Right.
But not that she's not, you know, looking or whatever. She was always to me more like a... I don't like when people say sister because I don't think of her as a sister because I never had a sister.
Right.
Just as a person.
A friend.
It never occurred to me, even when I first met her, that she would be somebody who I would try impress.
Right.
Now, I don't know why that is.
Probably vice versa, you know.
Right, I'm sure it's vice versa. Yeah. And she's been married 28, 29 times, so I'm sure there are guys who look at her that way.
Right.
But I was just never one of them.
Right, right, right. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we have friends. We have associates.
Yeah, but what do you ever wonder what it is that makes you look at somebody more like that than something else? Because clearly you see other people hitting on them, but in your brain, you say that, why would you do that? That's what I think. To know that she's been married 27, 28 times, I think, not that it's bad, 27, 28, whatever it's been, but I always think to myself, I always think, now how could anybody... I mean, I like her in spurts, but not 24 hours a day.
Right, right. Of course. I mean, yeah, there's people run across your life like that, but there's a different type of relationship that you have with her and her with you. You know, you just kind of like shoot the breeze. That's what they used to call it back in the day, just shoot the breeze, you know. And
she's one of those people, she's a good conversationalist in that when I talk to her, and we never really talk about usually serious things, but, you know, time passes by very fast.
Right.
So that's how I see her.
Right.
And also I see her as difficult.
Yeah. Well, you see her.
Right. But I have to believe that her family also sees her as difficult. They just don't tell her.
And maybe they have.
Well, maybe they have. I don't know. If they have, they have.
I know my daughters will tell me what they
say, well, you're being a little difficult in this situation.
They will. I don't think that's right. Or, you know, they'll say it.
But some people can't take that.
Well, it's kind of hard to take. But then you have to look at yourself. Well, maybe they're right. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I should not be so dogmatic about some things, you know, because other people have their lives too. You know, yeah, I'm still their mother. But I can't dictate to them how to live their life, what they should accept or not accept. Live and learn, supposedly.
I guess that's what we have to say.
Right.
At this point. But I don't know. I don't know if that's gratifying to people.
Maybe not.
Well, I tell you, we do have an update on the Bratwurst Queen.
Oh, what happened?
How about this?
Okay.
Now, this was in yesterday's paper, I guess. Is it yesterday's paper? Yeah, 21st. 21st of September. Headline, front page of the paper. Former Bratwurst Fest Queen wins another crown. Well, here we go. Abigail Brockwell, who was ousted as Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival Queen 10 days before this year's festival, in August, has a new crown to wear. Brockwell attended the royalty pageant at this year's Crestline Harvest Festival wearing her crown as the 2023 Crawford County, Ohio Miss Agriculture USA. It was her first appearance since receiving the crown, she said. I just received all of my stuff, still waiting on the sash, she said, but I received my crown and everything. She also wore a pastel green t-shirt with the Miss Agriculture USA logo on the front and jeans. Brockwell said she had planned to seek the Miss Agricultural USA title before the Bratwurst Festival controversy. We were just waiting for the Bratwurst Festival to end so she could apply, added her mother, Angie Brockwell. So, now she's the 2023 Crawford County Miss Agriculture USA.
So it didn't hinder her, did it?
No, and that's very peculiar timing.
Yeah. She moved right along, got another title and another sash to wear, right?
Well, isn't that interesting, though, that it's Crawford County, so, I mean, it's the same county that the Bratwurst Festival's
right.
in.
Maybe they thought she was treated unfairly.
Well, we talked about that story, and all it ever really boiled down to that I ever saw was her going to a party.
Right. That they did not want her to go to.
Right, and as near as anybody could tell, nobody was saying she did anything inappropriate
right.
at the party.
Right.
It was just that she went, and they did not want her to go. Now, see, isn't that a little...
I mean, she's not their child. I mean, she's a grown woman, well, right?
One like right, and like this article says, she only had 10 days left.
Right.
Why do that? It caused them a lot of pain, blues, and agony, if you ask me, in the end, for no real reason. A lot of pain, blues, and agony for no real reason at all. And if it were me, I would have just let her finish out her 10 days. I mean, if you want to reprimand her for going to that party in private,
right.
that's fine.
Right, in private, yeah.
But it's always better. You know, I had a conversation with a guy the other night, and I said, you know, if you're going to reprimand somebody, don't do it in front of a group. They're not going to like that.
No.
You're going to come off bad.
Right.
Even if you're right.
Right.
And why do you have to do it in front of a group?
And that's probably what happened in her case. You know, people didn't like the idea that they did that, especially their timing.
Oh, timing was awful.
Days,
timing
know?
Was awful.
That's why it was so much, you know, I think, controversy about it. And even though they wanted all of this attention, publicity about it, but people have opinions, you know, and why? Why are you doing all that?
Well, and now the problem is that this is on the front page of our paper.
Yeah.
We're not even Crawford County. Yesterday's newspaper, Wednesday, September 21st, 2022, it is on the front page below the fold. And there's a picture of her. Abigail Brockwell is the 2023 Crawford County Miss Agriculture USA.
It went all the way to Columbus, remember?
Right. And see, it hasn't done the Bratwurst Festival any good. But it certainly has done her... Well, I don't know. Is it good for her or bad for her in the end? I don't know.
I think it's good for her.
I think people have been on her side more.
Yes. Yes.
Because the Bratwurst Festival has not come up with a good reason
right.
for releasing her.
And she had legal counsel that was on her side.
Well, yeah, and that could still be going on for
right.
all I know. They
right.
still might be in a legal folderol.
That's sort of like defamation of character, especially, you know, if it was okay with the people of Bucyrus. Now you got a few people on the board or whatever, you know, trying to throw around their weight. 10 days before
oh, that's too
it's
much.
Over.
Too much.
That was the bad thing.
And then we got, of course, Marion City Schools making the paper again. Tensions flare at school board meeting. And apparently, I'm just going to read a little bit of this. Disagreement regarding contracts for emergency resources for students' mental health arose again in the September Marion City Schools Board Meeting of Education Monday. Following the August board meeting, when board member Rocky Ratliff accused interim superintendent Steve Mazzi of being unwilling to discuss contracts in front of the public when asked to bring his questions ahead of time regarding the cost of services contacted through the Village Network Incorporated. Ratliff said he would not address Mazzi this week with his concerns regarding the district district's contract with Ohio Guidance Stone before the board for approval. However, even before this discussion began, the sole community member to speak during the hearing of the public, district resident Kevin Hall, rose to speak and said he was quite disturbed, quite frankly. I was appalled when I witnessed later at the meeting. It comes down to simply how we treat each other. Well, see, here we go again, you know.
So what is that about?
Well,
seems to be the contention is always involved Ratliff.
Well, he's on the board.
I understand that.
And apparently he told the interim superintendent, who's not even going to be there, that he is not happy, that he will not discuss these contracts in front of the public. Is that a... See, I'm not sure that you're supposed to discuss contracts in front of the public like that.
I'm not aware of it.
I mean, what is the school board supposed to do at this point?
I don't know. But, like you were saying before, 40 teachers have resigned. I don't know if that was all a part of the board, or I think it was a mixture of the board and the students. And what, superintendent and assistant superintendent is gone, and a principal.
Yeah.
And a coach.
And a head coach, football team.
So, now they should have really brought that contract up a long time ago if they was going to do something and kept their coach at least.
Well, you know, now the newspaper is sending somebody to every board meeting, and we're getting all this information, and it's on the front page of yesterday's paper as well. Wednesday, September 21st. Now, I don't know whose fault it is, but clearly the public says they're appalled at what they're witnessing.
Yes, they are, and should be. We all should be, because something is wrong with that.
Well, now, I mean, the old people are gone. The old superintendent's gone. The old assistant superintendent's gone. So you got the interim, and now apparently they can't get along with him.
And why?
Well, that's the question. What is wrong?
What do you want from people?
It's a good question. What do we want?
Right. I don't know what the board wants. They are the ones making the decisions.
Well, apparently at this meeting, they were upset that they would not discuss the contracts.
Is that for the teachers, or who is the contracts for?
Mental health.
Oh, okay.
And, what is it here? It's mental health and I think that's one of the big ones.
It is one of the big ones.
Yeah, student mental health arose. Yeah, that seems to be the big one. But isn't school back in? Do they have people there for their mental health?
School is back in, but I guess I'll ask this question. Are the teachers trained? Are they professionals with mental students or mental health?
This just seems like a lot of problem.
It is, because I've also heard that now even the police department has to deal with the mental health issues, you know.
But
so what about that? The school, Scott, what do you think about that?
Well, it's hard to tell because what's the alternative? Because if you don't have an alternative, see, this is where I think they're running into trouble here.
Mm-hmm.
They say, well, we don't like that. Okay, well, what's the alternative?
Right.
Because clearly we have a problem. And if you don't like how they want to solve the problem, well, how do you want to solve it? You can't just, the easiest thing in the world to be is a critic.
Yes.
Okay, well, you're doing that wrong.
Right.
Okay, well, what would you do instead to fix this problem?
True.
And as you say, you've heard a lot of Ratliff saying.
I've heard that.
Well, what is that causing a problem in your opinion?
He's still talking.
Well, I don't know.
And I mean, he's still, you know, standing out and speaking against a lot of things that are going on. So, but it should not be based on one person's opinion. This is a board, elected board.
Well, there are four other members.
Right.
Of that board.
I don't know how he's being allowed to just have his way.
Well,
that's the problem.
Well, there are some other good people on that board. I mean, one of the people on that board is Tara Dyer.
Yes.
We're not hearing anything from her. At least if we are, we're not hearing it in the article.
Right.
So, you know, it's bad when apparently a citizen says, I was quite disturbed. I was quite disturbed, quite frankly. I was appalled at what I witnessed later in the meeting. It comes down to simply how we treat each other. Hall said he felt an apology was owed to Mazzy and the three staff members.
See there?
Well, he explained that although he spoke last month, to thank the board for its positive progress in the district and community, he felt that he needed to address the board again after Ratliff challenged the superintendent and put three staff members on the spot in the August meeting. Well, and this is a guy who says he likes the new progressive board, but he doesn't like how they're treating, well, apparently how one person is treating the staff members.
Right. And the thing about that is, if we had not had advance notice or being alert that the Ratliff guy was screaming the loudest about things that he's upset about, but what was his purpose of being on the board? To just dismiss everybody and everything?
Well, have we lost decency of how to treat people? Because this guy, it's shocking to me that here we got a guy who is saying, yes, the board is doing progressive things. I like
right,
this.
Right.
But yet he just doesn't like their demeanor, how they're treating the staff, and feels that the staff is owed an apology, he said.
Well, maybe that's why they lost 40 teachers, or part of it.
Superintendent, football coach, assistant superintendent. Many principals?
Yes. Yes. They've had a rough time over there.
School bus drivers?
Yeah.
But what do you do? I mean, how do you go to a board member and say, listen, your conduct is not... Do you think the board member reads this paper and says, well, maybe I should change my attitude about things?
He should. I mean, whoever is at fault. Because the loss has been too great for people not to look at themselves and what they're, you know, putting out, what they're saying to other people.
Well, you know, the thing is, okay, let's say you and I get in a disagreement.
Right.
And let's say I am right about the disagreement, but I treat you poorly in the argument.
Right.
You know, I call you a name or I criticize your work, right?
Right.
Okay, see, even though I'm right about what we're arguing about, I'm wrong because I took it to a low level.
Yes, very low. Absolutely.
So,
yeah. Right. Not willing to, sometimes we have to compromise in different areas. You just can't have it all your way because you're upset about something or how somebody conducts, you know, or conducts their business or say teachers and how they teach their classrooms, you know. And I feel that a lot of pressure had been placed on those teachers, like dealing with this mental stuff. You know, how are you going to deal with that? They had students jumping on the teachers, spitting on them and all that kind of stuff. How can you teach a class?
We have a minute left before the break, but isn't there a great irony in the fact that they're arguing over mental health, yet a board member and the staff are having such an exchange that a witness is saying that the board member needs to apologize. Now, the discussion's about mental health. Now, if there's not irony in that,
right.
I don't know what is.
It is.
Ay, ay, ay. Voice of a People can be heard on this station Wednesday and Thursday with Linda Sims live from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Don't miss that. Linda's going to stick around for another hour here, and oh, man. We think she's showing up. Could be Abby live in studio. Mm-hmm. I wonder what she's going to bring to... Well, we're going to... It's all laid on the table today.
Yes,
we're going to lay it on the table. So brace yourself. Go get some cheese dip. Get yourself a nice soda or some orange juice or something. Take a deep breath and come back with us, because we're going to have... we're going to settle it all out here in about 15 minutes. Don't change that dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. From legendary comedian Orson Bean singing the